أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى. In the previous ayat, previously from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala made it clear that as the night is different from the day, and as man is different from woman, like that the efforts of man which they do are also different. Those who are doing, first Allah explained, the righteous efforts, who believe, who have good character, who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah makes it easy for them and Allah increases them in that. All the time it becomes easier for them and they can make more ibadat, and their heart is also in that ibadat. On the other hand, the people who make the other effort, that is just for their nafs, for this dunya, for their pleasure, when they increase in that, Allah increases them in that, and they just go in that direction, and their mind does not even go to akhirat. And also, sadly, may Allah protect us all, when a person goes in a condition where even he has got no interest in akhirat. The thought of akhirat doesn't come, preparation for akhirat doesn't come, and to that extent that he starts hating mort also, he hates akhirat also, and he does not even believe in it also. Allah protect us all, protect our iman. And then Allah Ta'ala explained that to those who do, it's up to the direction which they are going, and Allah makes it easy for them. Then Allah gives us one warning, and in that is that we should not be, get some wrong ideas and some wrong notion. And that is, وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. Or kaam na aayega uske maal uska jab garhe mein girega. And his wealth will not help him at that time when he will fall into the hole, whether it is the hole of the qabr or whether it is Jahannam that he will fall in. A person should not be deceived and think that my wealth will help me. Wealth will not help a person at all. Even in this dunya, the wealth of a person without Allah's help, the wealth does not help here in this world also. How many multi-millionaires lost everything and they went and commit suicide at the end. And nothing came to their avail. So whether it is our wealth, in other places Allah explains, our children, these will not come to our avail. The only thing is correct belief in Allah and practicing correctly and living our lives correctly. This will help us. Where we all make mistakes, we have to understand the truth, and that is that the only system that works in the world is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Many times we get encrossed in many other systems and we get convinced that these are the systems that are working, but actually it is only one system, and that is of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala and we have to please Him. Then Allah Ta'ala explains further, inna alayna lal huda, hamara zimma hai raah samja dena. It is our responsibility, Allah says, that to show you the correct way. And that Allah has done properly and fully, that He created man, He gave him his brains also. And if we use our brains properly, as millions of people have used them, they went on to the right path. And they reached Allah Ta'ala, and they had peace of mind in this world also, contentment of heart also, and they lived a pure and clean life. And for that again, besides our brains which Allah has given us, He has put enough signs in the world all the time, by which we can take lesson also. And continuously we are seeing these signs. If we take the lessons from them, it is to our benefit. Like for example, after day, we see the night comes. So the day is like our worldly life. The night comes every night, which reminds us of the life of the qabr, the life of the akhirat. Every person we see who comes in this world, he lives, and then old age comes, he dies. We have seen so many, we have attended so many janazas. We have given ghusl to so many people, so there is a lesson that we are also going to die. And we saw that nobody went with his wealth from this dunya. Nobody's most beloved wife or beloved child slept with him in the qabr. All this was left behind. His amal went with him. So just like that will be our case also. So Allah Ta'ala says, and then further, Allah sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And the greatest of them all, the king of them all, Allah sent to us, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah gave us Quran Sharif, Allah gave us Hadith Sharif. All this is to explain. So Allah says, it was my responsibility that I make the means of hidayat for you. And every person will realize on the day of Qiyamah, when his judgment will take place, he will see clearly and he will be convinced from the bottom of his heart that all the systems of hidayat were in front of me, but I kept away from it. For those who don't follow that hidayat, it was me, I turned a blind eye to it. It was me, I paid no heed to it. Many times in this world also we say, everything was there, but I paid no heed to it. Everything was there, but I was blind. I did not see it. So Allah says that Allah has prepared all that for us, and it is for us now to take that guidance. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَىٰ. اور ہمارے ہاتھ میں ہے آخرت اور دنیا. And Allah says the آخرت is also in my hands, in our hands. And the dunya is also in my hands. And a person who pleases me, I will give him his dunya also, I will give him his akhirat also. And a person who displeases me, I destroy his dunya also, I destroy his akhirat also. So Allah, may Allah give us all tawfiq. We are all desperately in need of it. And this dunya, the temptations, the arguments that are put in front of us, the fears that are put in front of us of this dunya, a person starts wobbling, his legs start, don't give him support, and he falls prey to the temptations of this dunya, various types of temptations. If an insurance broker has to come, and how he will speak to us, what can happen, we start getting convinced, I must have insurance. Anyone else comes with the material things, the way they speak, we get convinced about those things. But the main thing is the command of Allah, and the word of Allah, and the absolute word, which is the Quran Sharif, and which Allah has given us till today. May Allah make us that we understand the talks of Iman and Yaqeen, the talks of Akhirat, the talks of the reality of the oneness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, and that we submit accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.